Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting sixth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler fires to first and picks off Kubek. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearcel hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Willard Nixon now pitching. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and has Malzone trapped. There's the throw to McDougald, who tags Malzone for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. White reaches second base with a double. Jensen moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. White scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 2 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Dittmar now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Enos Lauter pinch hits for Hank Bauer. Enos Lauter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Slaughter moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Slaughter scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Berra reaches second base with a double. Kubek scores. McDougald goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 3, Red Sox, 3. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Enos Lauter now playing right field. Ryan Duran now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Carey reaches second base with a double. Ryan Duran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duran bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Leo Keeley now pitching. Enos Lauter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Slaughter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-4 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Sammy White. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.